Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Yep, you're in the loop here on a Victory Football Friday on Sports Radio 610 and just in the greater city of Houston. Shout out to the Houston Texans. Making a Friday a fun affair for all sports fans.
It is Swarm City. That was like the first question.
Swarm City, baby.
First question I wanted to ask B. Scott. How fun is this? How fun is this?
And honestly.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it sounds so basic.
No, for sure. And I hope that you're all having that feel.
It's really fun because in the breaks, we still be talking about the game, what happened last night and all that stuff. Yeah. But it's a lot of fun.
It even goes beyond that. Like we're laughing about stuff that honestly we shouldn't laugh about in breaks. But it's also just because the vibes are high, and maybe it's because what we do for work requires us to be very intentional about thinking about these things. But also the delta between what it would have been if they lost that game. Honestly, even if that game played out the exact same way you just can't make that stop on that last drive, the delta between what it would have felt like and what it feels like right now, I appreciate that to a great degree.
That's it. I mean, everybody's just feeling better. Hell, Reggie won't even go to a potluck, but he'll take a bite out of a chicken I took a bite out of.
That was what one unintentional.
I took a bite out of a delicious piece of chicken that I know you're going to talk about during your segment. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Figgy's mixtape, 120.
Where are we going right
now? I took a bite out of a chicken. I laid it down. Dude reached over here and took a bite. He's like, I don't care. I'm happy.
That Reggie's is not how that happened, man. It was unintentional.
That's like kissing.
I looked at, don't say that.
Hey,
we will turn this show around right now.
Hey, the Houston Texans was doing that last night, man. You seen them eating them buffalo wings?
That's right,
after
I saw
the game?
That.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
Yeah, we doing the same thing.
Shout out to the Toro's Tiki Torch. That's their gambit out there in the yellow lot is that every week over there, over the fires, they put different opponents
mascots
over the
and all that stuff,
So it was the Buffalo Bills, and of course, roasted them up, ate them up on that field. Shout out to
the Texans was eating them buffalo wings up too, man.
The swarm troopers out there
smoking on that buffalo pack.
Let's talk about the ways in which they got it done, though. Who were the people that had performances that made it happen in a segment that I like to call Who Hooped, a segment that some people hate, but I feel like we can all enjoy the performances.
People hate
themselves.
The segment?
People hate that it's like Hooped is a basketball thing, but it's like, look, it's crossed over.
Yeah.
Language evolves, even though J-Lo doesn't want to appreciate that. And sometimes us youths, that's crazy, I can't even say that. Some of the younger folks will look at it and go, look, if you are playing well, you are hooping, no matter what it is. And so let's talk about who hooped in this game. One of the guys that I wanted to talk about, I'm so happy that B. Scott brought up, was Jaden Higgins. I feel like it took a little while and there were some growing pains within this, but I really appreciated, one, Nick Cayley and the way this offense worked, Davis Mills for reading the defense well, but they kind of just left this as a sink or swim and just fed him a lot of opportunities, particularly in the red zone. It does feel like they are leaning on him to be a red zone threat. And it seems like he is coming along and answering the call. Even some of the plays that he didn't make, he's making these grabs, going up and grabbing, and he just needs to figure out how to get the toe tap down. But the pieces are there. He needs to string them together. You have a dude who, in a year, in 2 years, will be somebody that is desperately, really, a danger to defenses opposite Nico Collins.
And imagine if Tank Dell back comes back as Tank Bell Dell is
nasty.
But no, you hit all the right notes there. That to me, there are two obvious ones, like very, very obvious outside of the superstars. And
I left those for you. I was like, Lopez will handle those.
Well, no. It's an easy question. He can do He can do it.
Danielle Hunter.
No, I'm talking about like in terms of
Will Anderson Jr.
I'm not even talking about Will Anderson Jr. and him.
Oh, you meant like offensively still?
No. Just in general, there's two obvious ones that we don't normally talk about.
Okay.
You mentioned him. The other one for me is Woody Marks.
Yes, I'm glad.
Woody Marks, because you look at the stats and you're like, well, they were all right. They were a little better. But, I mean, that team gave up 400 yards rushing the last couple of weeks. But the way he finished runs,
yes,
at least third and fourth and short plays that he was hit in the backfield. Other running backs perhaps, but certainly in other games that would have been an, oh no, this line didn't do its job. They got stopped short on third and fourth down, and he found a way to get out of it.
Ninth drive of the game, mm-hmm. third and two. He made Matt Milano miss in the backfield. Mm-hmm. Matt Milano, he
and
dives
that was a drive
down.
Killer.
And that is going to be a 1 or 2 yard loss, tackle for loss in the backfield. Makes a man miss in the backfield, pirouettes to the line of scrimmage mm-hmm. for a first down. That is a 4 or 5 yard change there that he has there. A couple plays earlier just follows his blocks. I mean, great patience how big is Woody Marks, like physically?
Isn't he like right at 200?
He plays like he is Lindale White sometimes.
Yeah.
Like he plays with the level of heft that's not exactly there.
5'10", 208.
Yeah, he plays with some physicality. There was one of those runs that, like you said, finishes well mm-hmm. Where I was like, and he's always falling forward. That's always one of the cool
things.
That's
the whole thing.
But like you're like, man, Nick, great Chubb run by Nick Chubb. It's like, mm-hmm. no, that's Woody Marks.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be the thunder in the, or rather the lightning mm-hmm. in the thunder and lightning.
Mm-hmm.
He is so much more of an every down back than he would have appeared coming out of USC as a dude that we were talking about, not even as a running guy. It's like, oh, you could throw the football to him. No, you can run the
you can do anything. And you look
with
at
Woody Marks.
You look at the box score, you're right. All right, 16 carries, 74 yards. Man, those were man's yards. Those were man's yards. I thought him. The other one for me that's very, very obvious, can almost say it together, Kalen Bullock.
Yes.
I mean, this was a game changer. Really happy for him. I mean, the pictures of him and you know, his comments post-game with the game-clinching ball and the game ball that D'Amico tossed to him. Just an absolute. I mentioned this earlier about Sheldon Rankins and maybe Pro Bowl. How a stage like that gets everyone talking around the NFL.
For sure,
that includes voters. Voters cannot keep Kalen Bullock off of a Pro Bowl list right now.
At the very least, he's going to get in a lot of conversation. Which is funny because early on this year, especially with the way that the safety room has been. You brought in C.J. Gardner-Johnson. That didn't work out the way that you needed to, and now you've been having different level replacements. M.J. Stewart, who ultimately gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He's been back there, and there's been a lot of responsibility on him, trying to make up in some instances, trying to play physical while also cover a lot of ground. I was looking for a step up in year two for him, and early on you were like, ooh, it doesn't feel like we've seen the step up that we were anticipating. This was that breakout of sorts for him, and he's had plays in previous games. I'm not trying to say
he had
he's
some
been
interceptions,
bad.
but still, like that game.
But this a game like this where he's just always in the right place, and they had a lot of single high safety in this game, right? Mm-hmm. Now, of course, some of that is you're trying to get flood dudes into the box and stop the run game versus the Bills, but he looked incredible being in the right place, benefiting from obviously Aziz, getting that tip. But that tip goes up, and he's driving on the football to catch it and get down. Field the other way and go score a touchdown. Like Kalen was fantastic in this game. It was a group effort, obviously. And then on top of Kalen, I think we could talk about the defensive secondary in general. Mm-hmm. I talked about this coming
give me
that
some
this
more.
Was going to be a matchup.
I got a couple, but I want to hear yours.
I'm not even individualizing it. I'm talking about just the defensive secondary as a whole, because we talk about 8 sacks. We talk about that being a career high for Josh Allen in his career.
Mm-hmm.
At least half of those sacks were coverage sacks in a way, right? Because the secondary, the defensive line would get up, they'd move Allen off of his block, then they'd go and secure the sack. Part of what was happening there is Allen is looking and looking for somewhere to go with the football, and there's nothing there because when they played man, only 42% of the time in this game, John Lopez, did the Texans play man. Josh Allen was 5 of 11, And I believe 7 of his 8 sacks happened in those circumstances. They plastered incredibly well, which was necessary in this game.
That was incredible. And now back to the offensive. The offensive line in general, you can say. But let's say the offensive line in general. Then I'll get a little more specific. Because I can't tell you how happy it made me to see that offensive lineup on the offensive line with those 5 dudes. That's their best 5 from what I could tell, from what we've talked about. But the one I want to get specific on is Trent Brown. That guy is a planet.
We're just going to do this. Trent Brown, big.
He's hard to get around. His looks are very deceiving because, let's face it, he's pretty big around the middle. And that dude can move and block and get it done. And I'm not saying like, oh, he's a Pro Bowler or whatever. I'm just saying to finally get him playing there and be able to do the other things elsewhere on the offensive line, it fixes everything. I mean, Jake Andrews looked better, you know, because of
a couple of really big dudes that are strong and powerful next to him, mm-hmm. I think, to help him out. Then I think they also utilize some duos. So, like, Jake Andrews has been fine when you can get these duo blocks where you can get somebody else to help him move in that front of that line. And of course, you can also add the caveat that, hey, Bills defensive line, not good at stopping the run. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this felt like, while giving the offensive line credit, I want to give the coaching staff that mm-hmm. makes these decisions, D'Amico Ryans, Nick Cayley, for finally settling on an offensive line that feels like it makes sense. Yeah. It took them a while to get here, and I'm not happy that it took them that time, but these are the guys that are clearly your best 5, yes. right? Like these, Ariante Ursary is obviously one of your best 5 offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. Titus Howard, definitely one of those. We have our complaints about Jake Andrews, but I do want to continue to give him credit for mm-hmm. the line seems to work better in tandem when he's been at a center, at least than some of the other centers that we've seen recently.
Yeah.
And then Ed Ingram jumped right back into the fray and looked good. And the guy that I was probably most concerned about in Trent Brown, because he hadn't gotten as many reps and he looked like he was a little rusty. Yeah. He was dealing with that injury. You know, he had to go get an X-ray after last game. I was like, how does he hold up? Held up pretty good.
Held up pretty good.
So I think that I was real appreciative that they finally got to a place where it feels like they have the right answer with the five. And those guys played exquisitely, including, I think they, not only did Davis Mills not get sacked, just an incredibly low number of pressures. I think it was like 4 pressures mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. something, like maybe 5 pressures in the entirety of this game.
Yeah.
Like they did, by next gen stats, I know pressures can be measured differently by different places, but they did an incredibly job keeping him upright. And I think that was a big deal, because one of the things, I don't know if you noticed, they ran the ball well early. That slowed down in the second half. I thought the Bills figured out how to stop the run.
Nick Cayley in the second half did not hoop. that was bad stuff in the second half. The thing is, Davis Mills, who did hoop in the second quarter particularly, did that in the second quarter. I thought, you know, here's the thing I love about Davis Mills. And it's going to sound like another one of those conversations. Could C.J. Stroud have done this? But I legitimately had this question to myself. I'm curious if you guys did. With the bad start that Davis Mills had, and he was bad.
I mean, he's missing game. Wildly.
Wide over, hitting dudes in the back.
The worst throw was the one on, do you remember the Dalton Schultz kind of corner route over to the left side of the field?
Yes, and then there was one right before that, or maybe it was after. He missed another. It was Higgins, I believe. He missed another one over the top. And then he hit 2 DBs and receivers in the back.
I actually don't think that – I'm not sure that one was
missed. Or was it Hutchinson?
No, it was Higgins.
Yeah.
But that was the little wheel route from the second
spot. But it was an overthrow, it looked like.
I think that what happened there is when the defender falls, Higgins is going – and I think that this might have been a rookie thing. Higgins is going through his route. He's like, that guy fell. I'm open. I'm going through my route. And I think Davis Mills in that moment is going, you're open. Just run.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw you to open field. Just go catch it. And so I think with Higgins going to the outside – got his feet tangled up, he trips up, and now he's not with the ball.
Yeah.
I think for a wide receiver in that instance, once you get free, just go.
Well,
that was the way that I thought about it, but I could be wrong.
Maybe, but either way, there were at least, in the first quarter, there were at least 5 really bad throws, at least maybe 6 by Davis Mills. And then what happened? And this is what I was going to ask you guys, because the question entered my mind. As bad of a start as that was, would C.J. Stroud have been able to shake it off as quickly and as easily as Davis Mills? And I'm not going to the whole, you know, the Davis Mills, you know, truther thing. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying because we've seen C.J. Stroud, you know, get emotional, get frustrated, show frustration. If he had had that bad a start, would he have been able to shake it off as quickly? It's just a question I had for myself.
I mean, it's a question that's worth asking. I think it's a question that people are continuing to ask, mm-hmm. or at least it's undergirding what they're calling for when people say, Davis Mills remains. And to be fair, right, I don't want to get to a place where I'm having to pick at things that Davis Mills
didn't do well. But he shook it off. He was Mr. Cool in the second quarter after a really bad start.
Yeah, I understand why people have that particular juxtaposition between C.J. Stroud, who exists seemingly more as an emotional guy who might ride the rails somewhat, where you have the stone cold killer in Money Mills over here that doesn't even want to show you he's excited after the game, sitting next to Carissa Thompson on the Amazon Prime set. Like, I think that I understand.
That man got a wife, man. He can't sit too close.
Oh, brother.
I was trying to be funny.
He
got to
play cool, man.
He said he don't even argue with his wife. That's what she get too.
He ain't trying to argue with his wife. Go home tonight.
Yeah,
that's funny. Any other players that we want to salute? We mentioned Aziz, and I want to bring it up again. He's been
really good.
He's been good. How did you feel about Jaden Reed? Because this was an interesting thing defensively, right? Mm-hmm. They started with Jalen Mills again, right? They're trying to, that second safety spot.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Mills, who elevated from the practice squad for the second straight week to start at that safety spot. I think he had a poor play, and then Jaden Reed out of USC, is it USC?
Yes.
Yeah, the safety out of sixth round pick out of USC is back there, and we liked him in camp. He looked good. He had a lot of the elder statesmen, the veterans' ear in training camp. They were pouring into him. He looked like he was kind of nice, and then he got out there, and I thought he was solid. I thought he was a heat-seeking missile at times. It felt like he was a rookie, though, in some instances, but I thought stepping in and being that second safety again in a performance where the secondary really showed up and locked some things down.
Right.
I thought he deserved some credit.
But if you talk about hooped, pick a dude in the interior defensive line. That was.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Just pick a name.
Forgot to
just
talk about.
Put him in a hat and grab one. They hooped.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, they hooped.
Just the entirety of the pass rush deserves
Rankins,
a lot of credit.
All of it. Rankins, Settle, Togiai.
Yep.
Yeah,
they were all really good, and I mean, I really should have picked out individual plays to highlight them, but is it really hard to see how incredible this defensive line was in this game? I mean, hell, and we got to get back to the obvious. Those dudes on the edge.
Those were givens.
when was the last time that we had a Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson Jr. legacy game like that where they both had not just the invisible incredible games, but the very upfront and obvious game. Even when you get down to the final drive, fourth and one, the Bills are trying to go for it to see if they can win this football game. False start by Deion Dawkins, one of the best tackles, one of the better tackles in the league, very good tackle. And I'm like, Deion Dawkins, I understand that they false start sometimes this line, but I'm like, that happens because he's looking at number 55, Danielle Hunter, and he's like, if I don't get a good jump, we lose this football
100%
game.
That's what it was. I mean, you can say crowd, you can say whatever, and it happens. No, that was. I'm looking at this dude, and I got to get set.
While you're here,
mm-hmm.
and maybe this doesn't typically fit in, Jaden Reed is Penn State. Thank you, Colin Neal, for texting me. I was like, I know I'm wrong there. It's Jalen Smith that's the USC cornerback. If memory serves, I might be wrong there too. Shout out to the fans, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the fans. It was loud in that building a number of times.
It was really loud.
And
it was really loud.
Remember, that was the question I asked when it came to Josh Allen when he's had bad games. Like, it feels like the building has impacted that somewhat. Mm-hmm. I was like, is it going to be loud enough? Is there going to be a lot of Bills fans? Some Bills fans absolutely descended upon the game, but the Texans fans made it very clear that, no, you are in a battle red.
Swarm
game.
City.
Swarm City is here, and the fans played their part. So I did want to salute that as well. All right, those are some of the people that hooped in this game in a fantastic performance that ultimately led to a 23-19 victory for the Houston Texans. 6-5 above 500 as they head to the seven
above
the most important games of the season, the final seven that are coming here in the football season. That's a throwback to earlier in the year, earlier in the show, rather. All right, you're in the loop. Coming up next, let's get to our lunchtime cafe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fashions. So, Figgy, first little thing here. This isn't my actual first confession, but it's kind of a mini before we get started. Reggie and I were just talking during the break. Those night games make you a different kind of fan. They make you a different kind of person. We were talking about, like, generally I'll go up to the press box and go out and just kind of hang out, get a beer or something. You get to the stadium last night, you were going to do some drinking and eating. The vibe was great. Just a different feel when you get to those night games, you know?
Yeah, and we kind of talked about it. Me and Reggie was out there tailgating and all that stuff. And it seemed like it wasn't a lot of people out there like we thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we figured maybe it was because it was a Thursday night game, middle of the week, and people just couldn't really get off of work or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But once you got inside,
it was wild.
Yeah, nah, it felt good, man.
Yeah, it felt good. But anyway, here's my first real confession. I feel like we need to have an emergency buy or sell.
Oh, okay.
An emergency buy or sell, which normally is a Thursdays about 12:40.
Okay.
You see CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens?
Yeah. That was actually supposed to be another thing that was around the NFL, but we were just like, let's talk about the Texans.
Yeah, I actually brought up that story a little bit yesterday.
Yeah. They said they had, quote, dinner and drinks. And
at the
Red Rock Casino, they missed curfew. That's why they sat out the first series. And Lamb said he was not throwing up at 7 a.m. He said, I can hold my liquor. All right, so there's like three buyers or sells within that. First buy or sell, dinner and drinks. We can just go do a quick buy.
100%.
Man, I'm laughing at the fact them two going out for dinner and drinks. Like, y'all look like y'all trouble.
Yes.
In Vegas, y'all two in Vegas.
Well, that's the thing.
Just dinner and drinks.
You get dinner and drinks a lot of places in Vegas, baby.
That could be
the casino buffet.
No, them two sound like we kicking it.
I'm buying it on its surface. I'm sure they had dinner.
We out and about.
I'm sure they had drinks.
Definitely had drinks.
But the other part.
Which, by the way, drinks before the night before the game is kind of crazy. Like,
thank you.
It's easy to just be like, yeah, dinner and drinks, no big. It's like, yeah, that's great when you're on a business meeting in Las Vegas at the convention.
Yeah.
You're playing football tomorrow, dog.
Yes, and that's the second part of the buy or sell here. He said he wasn't throwing up at 7 a.m., which admits you were up at 7 a.m., first of all. He goes, I wasn't throwing up. I can hold my liquor. So you were up at 7 and you did drink a lot. Because he said, I can hold my liquor.
That,
when you say I can hold my liquor, you didn't have a beer.
Also, 713-572-4610. When somebody says I can hold my liquor, how often are they lying?
Yes, that's my point.
Especially if they saying you out here throwing up.
Yeah.
I can hold my liquor.
If I told you,
I can drink a lot and not throw up.
If I told you guys, if I showed up here and said, I can hold my liquor, I had at least 5 drinks, right? Right, 4 or 5 drinks. I wasn't just sipping.
You saying I can drink a lot without throwing up. That's what you're saying.
So, sell that part? Hey,
yes, 100%.
I buy that he can hold his liquor.
I'm selling it, and I think he was throwing up.
You got to remember. He was the man at Oklahoma in Norman.
Yeah.
Ain't much to do in Norman.
I get it.
Every man, man have campus. A bad night, man.
I get it, yeah.
But, I feel like he
big
was.
Big man have a bad night once in a while.
That's right. So I'm selling and selling. But, yeah, I felt we needed an emergency buyer sell.
All right, so yesterday was the My Cause, My Cleats game. You probably even saw it in the end zone mm-hmm. on the field behind the beautiful red end zones that that were painted there. But also, one thing that the Texans do that's really cool, we talked about it earlier in the week, is they bring in the media and they allow us to do a My Cause, My Kicks. And so we all got a, you know, Air Force Ones with our with
salute to them
charities.
For that too. Yeah. By the
it
way.
Really is. All, they, not everybody does that.
They started that a few years ago mm-hmm. for the first time, and they kept doing it. It's super fun.
It's
man.
Really cool. So mm-hmm. what I you know we go and tailgate me and Fig sometimes Lopez in the lots before the games, and so I was like I got a tailgate, but also these are clean white Air Force Ones.
Oh no!
With you know with the Houston Food Bank on mine, you know because of course I want to support. And I was like, I want people to see these. I want to, you know, obviously the Texans went out of their way to do this for us. I want to make sure. But I'm still going to wear them. So what I did was I tied them up and I wore them across my neck. The mini confession number one, that is a terrible way to wear shoes, especially unless you got real small feet. You just got
they're
like
bumping you in the face.
Yeah, man. I couldn't put my arms down.
Yeah.
I felt like I was wearing floaties with my arms up. It was really weird. But two, I think that might be the best way to do the My Cause, My Kicks, though. Simultaneously, like, it's weird on the other.
So you can see them.
Because, yes, yeah. People see them. People mm-hmm. ask you about
it's
it.
It's noticeable.
It's mm-hmm. noticeable. I talked to so many people in the lots about the Houston Food Bank and them needing support. Go out and support if you can. And then when I put them on my feet, I ain't have one person be like, yo, those are cool. Like, what's happening with the shoe? Not one person.
That's fair.
So I'm like, I might start doing that, mm-hmm. like wearing around my neck. It looks weird as hell, but that's also part of what draws attention
or,
to
or
to
maybe
this
what you could do for next time if they do it is maybe get a smaller size. Mm-hmm. That way you could kind of use them as like a souvenir type deal and not actually wear
give me a youth size five.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
No, yeah, it really is. Because look, I think we got like four or five pair at this point.
I think I have four.
If you got four, I got four.
Yeah, it might be five, but I think I have
four. So I think at this time, it'd be cool to just kind of make it as a souvenir, mm-hmm. get a smaller size and, you know, frame it or something, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just in case anybody saw some weird dude walking in the lots with some green and yellow shoes around his neck. That was me. Support the Houston Food Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I gotta confess, I'm not sure if this is a weird thing that I do or not, but it's funny because whenever I walk past people, just regular people, I feel cool. But whenever it's like a cop around, I get extra tense. Like, okay, let me make sure
you're buttoned up.
Yeah. So yesterday I was going into the stadium, and it was somebody randomly out there with a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, okay, you know, I ain't pet the dog or nothing, mm-hmm. but, you know, I wasn't as tense. I just walked past it. And then it was a canine on the other side.
You're like, oh,
and
no.
I was just like, uh-oh, let me
he
make
said,
sure.
It's a police dog.
Yeah. I act the same way with the police as I do the canines.
Yeah.
Where I just kind of tense up like, uh-oh, I hope he don't smell nothing. And start take a bite out of my ass or something, man. So I'm just like, make sure I don't try to make eye contact because they really stress
with
to
the
you.
Dog,
yeah,
with the canine,
yeah,
with the canine, because they usually stress to you like, hey, the dog is working,
yeah,
you know, don't pet the dog and all that stuff. So yeah. I try to walk past, like, all right, let me not look at the dog, let me just keep straight. Like, I hope he don't stop me for
even though
some
you know
reason.
You're clean, you're yeah. like, if he happens,
I'm
to
clean as a whistle, man. I don't even have a pencil on me, man.
Good day, Officer Spike. Good to see you.
Yeah, so I'm like, hey, how you doing, Officer Bam Bam?
Yeah.
Let me just keep straight. I don't know why I do that. Is that kind of weird?
No, you're not alone. I think everybody's kind of.
It's one thing with
sort of stand up straight a little
bit. It's one thing with it's one thing with the police.
Yeah.
But with the canine,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, let me be extra careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because I don't want them to go off on me.
They'll come up on you.
I feel like even if it's not specifically as you're walking around, when you're in that car and you see that police car, you're like, hey, hey, tighten up.
Yeah, yeah.
Get it together.
Do that same thing in the airport. When you're in the airport, you see the dog, the bomb squad dogs. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, uh-oh.
And that's the one that makes the least sense. Because you're like, I know I ain't been touching no bombs recently.
I know.
Yeah. I have not touched a bomb once. But you're like, what are the things that can maybe make this dog think I touched a bomb?
Yeah,
I don't know.
They be going around like sniffing the corners. Oh, yeah. I'll be like, uh-oh. Be careful now. I don't want him to notice me.
Yeah.
I think it was Hannibal Buress, who's a comedian, who once he was like, you know, well, you think I just got bomb juice on my hands?
All right, so a little bit of controversy here. And my confession is, well, I'll get to my confession. So the Houston Rodeo announced its, I guess, genres for each day of the upcoming Houston Rodeo.
Yeah.
Country twice, no, four, five, six times,
yeah,
whatever
more.
It is. Yeah. Latin, pop, regional, Mexican, which is going to be Tejano, of course. And one R&B, and there is a lot of speculation out there.
Well, not just one R&B. It actually is also labeled as the, what do they call it officially, like Black Heritage Night at the rodeo? Except Black Heritage Night used to be the Bun B Night, wasn't it?
Exactly.
It used to be rodeo. I mean, it used to be R&B back in the day because when I first moved there, they had an Alicia Keys concert that I went to.
Yeah.
And that was the Black Heritage Night.
Well, that's my confession. There's a lot of talk out there like, hey, we thought Bun B had a residency, you know, basically. Is he not going to perform at this year's rodeo? Well, here's my confession. I think I'd actually be good with that. I think it'd be cool for him to skip a year, you know, and just nothing against him, nothing against them, nothing against the night. But don't you feel like maybe, you know, we'll do it again.
I think a lot of people kind of been having, the streets been kind of having that conversation for the last 2 years. I think last year was the Drake one, right?
No, that was the year before.
Now, this one was the R&B one.
Yeah.
The Birthday Bonanza.
Yeah.
But before that one was the Drake one.
Yes.
I think right there, that was kind of the peak a little bit right there, where it's just like, all right, like, you ain't going to outdo this one, or at least not next year.
Yeah.
And then last year, it felt like the lineup was not as stellar as people
maybe that's
imagine.
Why. Yeah.
So I think people were asking, like, has Bun B kind of run out of what he could do here? I don't know if that was the case, but I hear where your sentiment is, which is, yeah, it might not
it's
be
not
a
like
bad idea.
Anti-anything. It's just like, you know, I'll skip a beat, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah. I think that's actually smart because I know last year I think people was having this conversation and he was just like, no, I'm going to keep doing it whenever I do it.
Yeah.
He was all in on it, but I do think it would create a more of a demand if he maybe take a year or two off and then come back strong.
Yeah.
Maybe maybe kind of network a little more. I don't think he needs a network.
Bun knows people in the industry.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But if he could try to get, you know, a bigger artist or something like that where it's like, oh, this person.
He's back.
Yeah, like, oh, I got to get to this one because I think last year people was just kind of tired of it.
Yeah, okay.
I still kind of hate not having, like, the you know, the trilogy.
It should be part of rodeo. It should be some type of hip-hop artist or something, though.
Yeah.
I think so. I think 2 years ago, 50 Cent was, he kind of killed it a little bit, man. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that show.
Like, just, you know what it should be? It should be like some of those charity games where they just hand it off to the next. Like, it would have been cool if he handed it off to another Houston.
Yeah.
Like, you know, another Houston legend to be kind of the MC of that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that like cool. A Paul Wall or something like that.
That would have been cool. That would have been cool, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Those are your lunchtime confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Still basking in the glow of a Thursday night football victory. National television getting the win over the Buffalo Bills. The best win that you've gotten this year.
In front of the hoes, too, man.
In front of the hoes.
How about that?
Yep. We were not embarrassed on prime time, as I think some Texans fans were worried about. So now you're 6-5. You get a chance to enjoy the weekend, and the weekend comes with more football than just NFL. College football this weekend. And as you know, we will always get you prepared with John Lopez's college football headline. Let's see what that is next. Man, it's been a fun Friday. I hope your Friday is going as well as we are, as ours is. And I imagine it is, because if you are listening to Sports Radio 610, I'm sure you're a Texans fan. And so you have to be enjoying. You have to be enjoying what happened yesterday against the Bills on Thursday Night Football. And if you're not having enough fun Friday, you can make it even more fun, or you can make it more fun by going to Walk-Ons in Katy. That is where the fellas of the drive will be breaking down all of the fun of a victory football Friday. So make sure that you go catch them at the Walk-Ons in Katy. I should get you an address. And of course, I realize what I just did.
8507 Queens Boulevard.
It's never intentional. Like, I want you to understand, it's never intentional. And yet I always walk headfirst into it.
Hey, while you look for that address, do you want to take a call real quick from one Dominic in New Jersey?
Oh, where have you been, Dominic?
All right, Dominic. I know Dominic's on cloud 9, maybe 10, maybe even 11. Dominic, what's happening, man?
Boys, I'm a little rusty, but let's rock. I feel like the game just ended. I'm still that fired up. There's so much to take away. But let's start with this. Josh Allen, when he walks into NRG, he's got to feel like he's walking through the gates of hell. Because D'Amico Ryans owns Josh Allen, okay? Now, the next one I want to get to is D'Amico, because I've been crucial. I've been harsh on D'Amico. What an amazing job he's done. Because you know what? We all know the offensive problems we're having. But guess what? Frank Ross has lost his way along the way here too now. So not only is D'Amico and Matt Burke picking up the offense, now he's picking up an abysmal special teams as well. Stingley's been incredible. Aziz has been incredible. Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, I mean, boys, they were swarming last night. They're out there headhunting, 8 sacks, 29 pressures. It was unbelievable, guys. Sports radio up here in New York is talking about the Texans. I can't even remember the last time they were mentioned on the radio up here, okay? I'm so jacked up. I believe in this team. I'm fired up. Last night I got to swarm the wife a little bit, so if God bless me with another baby, I don't even care if it's a girl. I'm naming her Will Anderson Jr. Let's go Texans.
Girl. Swarm the wife is hilarious.
That is great.
And congratulations, man.
Yeah, I swarmed the wife.
I'm like, how do we make Will Anderson Jr. work as a name for a baby girl? I don't know. Well, I'm sure Dom will figure it out because he's so excited.
Willima or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, Wilma. It might be Wilma.
Wilma
Anderson. Wilma Anderson.
That sounds a little old. Anderson Jr.
Somebody said he also got a sack. All right, and with that, let's get John Lopez's college football headline for the weekend that will be in college football. Of course, your college football preview here in the loop is presented by Wrangler. John Lopez.
Really interesting weekend, man. And the theme.
You don't have to say all that.
No. Interesting because it's not like, ooh, these great battles that are.
It sure
be,
ain't. It sure ain't.
But it
especially
is.
With the SEC. The SEC is doing the.
Right.
Doing the Little Sisters of the Poor Saturday going on.
But it is this. Keep your eyes on your own paper Saturday.
Ooh, what does that mean?
Keep your eyes on your own paper Saturday. I will tell you what that means. There are a lot of games. I'll start with this one, which we normally, you know, kind of keep it local, and I'm going to get to the local ones here in a second. But Oklahoma and Missouri. Missouri's going to Oklahoma. Oklahoma just beat Alabama.
They sure did.
They are in the hunt to make a college football playoff appearance. I've said it before. I'll say it again. They might not be as good as I thought they were early, but Missouri's good. and Prabula is coming back this week.
Yeah, that was the thing. It looks like he might play, and that's what draws me in here. Otherwise, you were going to have a third-string quarterback mm-hmm. against Oklahoma in that vaunted Brent Venables defense, and I was like, yeah, I'm good. I mean, I'll watch it. It's the only matchup of top 25 foes in this week. So this is going to be, if you look for those little numbers mm-hmm. when you're looking for a football game, this is the one for you. But it's 11 a.m. as well on ABC. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be available to you. Well, actually, they ended that dispute on YouTube TV anyways, but it's available to you no matter where you get it. If Bro Prabula plays, Missouri has an opportunity to like really do this. Although I say that, I have no idea what Oklahoma's offense will do against this defense. Like that offense, I am entirely out on, even with John Mateer. Like, I don't think that they're actually going to put up points. They might be able to do the thing like the Texans where they absolutely snuff you out to the point where whatever piddling things the offense gives you is enough. Mm-hmm. But, this defense for Missouri ain't nothing to sniff at either. So I think that is the interesting thing for me. If Bo Prabula plays, it feels like Missouri should be able to get an interesting
game. And that's why, you know, I talk about keeping your eyes on your own paper. Don't start looking and thinking about all this other stuff. You know, if you do keep your eyes off of this, you're gonna get upset.
Understood. In a way, it's almost like a trap game weekend.
Pretty much.
Got you.
Speaking of which, Oregon and USC. All of a sudden, Oregon people are back on the hey, they could win it all train. You know, some people, and they're in a place where their pass rush is just elite. They certainly have a really good quarterback. But you know what? USC's playing some pretty good football.
They are.
USC's playing some pretty good football.
I apologize because I said that.
They score a lot.
I said the other game was the top 25. Yeah, this Oregon one is as well.
Yeah, Oregon.
This one is actually, thankfully enough, in that second window, mm-hmm. that 2:35 Central Time on CBS is where you'll be able to see this one. Can we stop for a second and give a little bit of credit to USC and Lincoln Riley?
Absolutely.
This has been a much better USC team than expectation. And the expectation had floundered with Lincoln out there at USC. Mm-hmm. They're playing a Big Ten brand of football, but a team that has always played a Big Ten or even SEC standard brand of football, mm-hmm. Dan Lanning's Oregon. And I'm still so impressed by the fact that they went into Kinnick Stadium in Iowa and looked Iowa in the face and said, we are the boogeyman.
We're the bullies.
And so I am so intrigued as to how USC answers the challenge that Oregon possesses with this defense.
Yeah, another one, Georgia Tech. They've only got one loss. They got Pittsburgh coming to town. And before Pittsburgh,
that's a good Pittsburgh football team.
Before they got beat by Notre Dame, they'd won five straight games. And by the way, we've talked about this. You know, the ACC champion, we still have no idea, you know, what's going to happen there. But if Georgia Tech gets caught not looking at its own paper and taking care of things here, they're going to be out.
Well, this is almost a pseudo ACC championship eliminator.
Elimination,
because both of these teams are one-loss ACC teams right now, at least when it comes to their actual ACC records.
Mm-hmm.
Pitt's had a couple more losses in that. This is actually going to be one of those low-key fun games.
Mm-hmm.
And the tough part about this is Georgia Tech's defense is really woeful. So this is a strength-on-strength, weakness-on-weakness mm-hmm. type game because Pitt's offense isn't all that strong. So I think that these types of matchups are always very interesting. Yeah, I'm watching the ACC from a 30,000-foot view, but I'm also very intrigued by it. Like, I'm not getting into the mud of Georgia Tech and Pitt in particular, but I'm just like, watch all of these.
Mm-hmm.
SMU also playing this weekend as well.
Them too.
And so, like, I'm going to be watching all these because I am also very much rooting for the situation where you get four-win Duke as the ACC champion because I'm a chaotic human being. But one of these teams is going to have themselves a good opportunity to go and try and win the ACC.
All right, we got to bring it back to Texas. Let's bring it local here. Hey, Figgy, what team finally made it up into the college football playoff rankings?
Is it the Cougs?
The Cougs. What were they, number 22, I believe?
Was it 23?
23, maybe. Keep your eyes on your own paper, Cougs. TCU's coming to town.
I learned that last time they were ranked.
TCU's coming to town, and they ain't bad. They're not bad. Yeah, they're not great, but they're not bad.
Yeah, they are.
They're better than West Virginia.
Man,
They are better than West Virginia.
I was going to say, we said the same thing about West Virginia, man. I ain't listening to Reggie no more, man.
I was right, though. How am I supposed to be able to tell you?
You said they were bad.
They were bad over there at TDEC Stadium. Not only were they bad, they still are bad.
West Virginia's not a good football team. I had to look up. I'm like, man, is this team good?
God damn, Reggie.
How's this my fault?
I'm like, look at them run the ball.
TCU's, they're not bad. They're not bad. They're not West Virginia. They're 6-4. They've had some moments.
And that's a woeful football team, but I think
okay,
that
it's, but what happens if UH doesn't keep their eyes on their own paper?
Then you end up embarrassed. And that'll be the saddest thing, because UH has taken a great step forward. Mm-hmm. Don't sour what has been an incredible year two under Willie Fritz mm-hmm. by taking another loss that you absolutely should not take, especially because this is senior night.
Mm-hmm.
The boys on this team have helped turn this thing over, and they deserve to go out with a bang. TCU gives you the opportunity to keep your eyes on a paper, keep your head down, keep your nose to the grindstone, and do what you're supposed to do in this one.
Two more real quick. Texas Longhorns, they're looking at that A&M game. That is their last hope to get into the playoffs. They play Arkansas this week.
And the thing,
they play Arkansas this week.
Right.
So they better not be, Arkansas,
they better
A&M
not
game.
Be looking away from their paper.
Arkansas, one, they care about this game.
Yes.
When we talk about rivalries, some of the funnest rivalries are the ones where it's only one side. Well, it's not a true rivalry because, again, true rivalries are investment. Arkansas cares about playing Texas so bad. Texas, I think,
they're looking at the
historically.
They're like, we can upset them. We can
sure.
do you I better think, not look past Arkansas.
I think you're 100% right here. I think in the larger scale, Texas, in a general sense, looks at Arkansas as like little brothers of sorts. Like, they don't even think of them as like a level actual rival.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to matter here because Taylen Green, this offense, they can get up, they can score, man. Like, they can do some things that make it hard for you. Texas' defense is good, but the fact that their offense does not score enough and consistently, you can put yourself in an awkward place where, because you're looking to A&M and because Arkansas, you're like, oh, they're not that good, they're interim head coach, all this, you can find yourself in hell real quick if you're not careful.
That's
and if
the point.
If Arch doesn't put up a good game, if he is sluggish to start, and if you just aren't blocking up, they should be able to block up well, though. Arkansas's defense isn't as good as it should be.
One more real quick one. It really doesn't interest a whole lot of people other than the dude sitting next to me. I have no idea how the committee is so infatuated with Utah. They don't have any really good wins. They're 8-2. They're number 12. Aren't they number 12 in the college football play? I'm like, how did they get there?
They're about to be food.
They're playing Kansas State. Reggie squad. They're playing Kansas State.
Don't look at us. Don't look at us.
And K-State, for the most part, has been playing pretty good.
Yeah, they've kind of stabilized a little bit. It's an uneasy feeling for Kansas State because at times you look at them and they're like, oh, that is a low-key, maybe not good team, but they're a team that you don't want to face because they can bite your ankles off, right? That is the type of football team that Kansas State has been in their history, and they're kind of resorting back to that even as they're 5-5. For Utah, a team that I think I tend to agree with you, they're not the same Utah as they used to be.
I don't know why they rank so high.
I think there's that historical feeling of Utah typically is a bully and a solid team, so they're getting that benefit. Don't let that benefit go to waste by you not putting your full effort behind making sure to put Kansas State where you probably should be able to, and I don't take any pleasure in saying that. Go ahead and let Avery Johnson and Kansas State Wildcats get a victory. I'll appreciate that. But that's your college football playoff presented by Wrangler. It's the headline. What's the headline one more time for me?
Keep your eyes on your own paper Saturday.
That's right. That's what you need to do if you are playing this weekend in college football. Enjoy the football, because it's you can enjoy all of the football this weekend unless your team is playing. Obviously, you want to make sure they get a victory. But you already know the Texans have a win this weekend, so that makes everything a little bit smoother, I think, when you're watching your football this weekend. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Very fun Victory Football Friday here, and it keeps rolling on. It's coming up next. Let's get some passing thoughts. I want to bounce around more of the things that happened in that Thursday night victory for the Texans. We do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.